Now to a documentary that is screening and indeed had its world premiere at the Melbourne International Film Festival, and it is a pucking good film. It's called Hard as Puck, and it profiles a hardcore sporting team from Western Australia, the Garden Island Pirates, who are WA's only para ice hockey team. The film looks at the funding struggles of a small community organisation, its internal politics and personalities, and three pirates' journey to the first ever Women's Para Ice Hockey World Championships in Slovakia. And I'm very pleased to say that the director of Hard as Puck, Isaac Elliott, joins us now. Welcome, Isaac.
G'day. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you, and congratulations on Hard as Puck. But let's, before we get to the film, Isaac, let's hear about you. Could you tell us a bit about yourself and how you got into filmmaking?
Well, look, it honestly depends how far back we go. I remember making a video when I was like in grade five with my brother on like how to make really good toast. So that was my first foray into documenting the daily struggles of my own life.
Fantastic, although that hasn't been to the Melbourne International Film Festival as yet.
No, it went straight to Cannes. I was a tradie growing up, and I kind of always sort of made little films in high school, but I'd really set on being a tradie. And then in 2007, I broke my back in a motorbike accident and sort of had to regroup and kind of figure out what I kind of really wanted to do, you know, moving forward. And I was working as an architect's draftsman for a while and spending all my money making films. And then in 2011, I was like, I need to do some study and figure out, you know, how to actually do this properly. And I Googled the most artsy cities in Australia, and it told me Melbourne was. So I applied to uni down here and did uni, made some short films and did a few years of teaching after that. And 2019, got my first funding as a director to make a kids short for ABC called The Legend of Burnout Barry. And at the same time, some funding for a short documentary from SBS Viceland to go to Cairns and profile a male stripping crew. Ooh. And they were both in pre, and they were shot a week apart, and they were both in post at the same time. So it was a very strange experience jumping between the two. But that sort of kickstarted this progression into filmmaking, both documentary and drama. I've made a series for Netflix and ABC called Mavericks, and all kind of in the lead up to Hard as Puck, which is my first feature length documentary. And it's kind of amazing how much you think you know until you get to something like, you know, 90 minutes, one story, and you realize storytelling and all the planning has to go out the window, and you just have to see a story evolve in front of you. You just have to, you know, let your characters be themselves. If you try and control it too much, you'll end up with something that likely doesn't work as a documentary, doesn't feel real, and doesn't feel like embedded with these kind of characters.
Well, you've certainly found a fascinating story and lots of great characters. As you've told us, Isaac, you've worked in all sorts of different types of films. So how is it that you came to para ice hockey? How did you find out about it?
Well, I don't do any disabled sports except motocross riding.
Right.
So yeah, I didn't know anything about it when the producer Chanel emailed me. And I was about to direct an episode of Neighbours, and I thought I was like too high and mighty to direct this documentary. and so I was ignoring her emails. And then I got hired for half a day to conduct some interviews for someone else's documentary. And it turns out one of the people I was interviewing was Chanel, the producer. And so I continue to ignore her emails. And we went and had lunch, and she showed me the footage and presented sort of the beginnings of an idea. Still, we didn't know where the story was going to go. Really, we had a sport and a group of people. And so the first thing we did was I flew over to Perth for a week, and we sort of did 3 days in kind of a pseudo writer's room with the team. We just got them all together and had a chat, going through a number of topics and going through each of their histories and how the club is and how to play the game. And they showed us around the sled, and then we watched a game. For me, the sport is a conduit to the characters, and without them, you don't really have much to watch. You can make a really cool hype reel. But for us, we needed characters, and that initial trip really cemented the fact that we had some great characters that we could follow.
Although it doesn't hurt that the sport itself is pretty compelling to watch. There are some incredible collisions in the midst of para ice hockey. And I suppose we probably should pause here, Isaac, as well, because I certainly hadn't seen para ice hockey before I watched Hard as Puck, and I suspect most listeners won't have come across it. So could you just describe for us what para ice hockey looks like and what it's like as a sport?
Well, the first thing people think is that you're on the ice in a wheelchair, which I've been on the ice in a wheelchair. You just do doughies and it's very like Tokyo Drift,
right,
which is like sick, like fully sick,
sure,
but not that compelling, very slow.
And not going to work for hockey.
And not going to work for hockey. So the rules are all the same as stand-up ice hockey, but instead of standing up and skating, you sit down on a sled that basically sits you right on the ground, basically, you know, 2 or 3 inches off the ground with your legs straight out in front of you. And instead of one stick, you have 2 half sticks. They take regular sticks, they cut them shorter, and they get picks, really sharp kind of metal picks, and they put them on the back, on the shortened part of the sled.
As if ice hockey wasn't dangerous enough already.
Yeah. So they hold the paddles of the sticks, the 2 paddles, with the spikes on the end, and they use the spikes to kind of propel them across the ice. And then they have to kind of do this little juggle where they throw the stick up in the air, grab it at the spiky point, not going too far, it'll spike your hand. Then they can use the paddle to kind of hit the puck. But I think where it gets really violent, it's like a wheelchair rugby. You are in like a chariot. It's a solid metal sled that you use to kind of smash into each other. Now, there's rules around T-boning and all of that that are often broken, and that's just part of the game. But essentially, yeah, you're playing sitting at this very low height, which does mean that you're much closer to the pucks, or at least your head is much closer to the pucks. So you'll notice stand-up players don't have to wear a cage in front of their head, in front of their face, unless you're a goalie, whereas all para ice hockey players have to wear a cage on the front of their helmet, because those pucks can be traveling at, you know, 100, 150 kilometers an hour and just slam you. And they're solid rubber, which you think would bounce, but they feel like rocks when they hit you. Because they sit so low, it became quite a challenge to film them, because they're all ice hockey rinks, like up until about 1,200 high or a meter or so high, it's kind of concrete, often painted white. And then above that is like glass that's kind of very scratched up from all the pucks hitting it. And so we knew when we started filming it that we had to get on the ice. But obviously you're in danger, so we would send camera people onto the ice in full ice hockey gear. Have you ever driven like a go-kart?
Yeah.
So the thing about go-karts is that from the outside, you're kind of going pretty slow, especially if there's those little higher karts. But when you're on them and when you're in them, because you're like 2 inches from the ground,
it feels really fast.
And so I needed to find a way to kind of get our camera at that level and feel like we're feeling as fast as it feels for the players. So in order to do it, I bought a furniture removal trolley from Bunnings and some hinges and a rake handle. And I found a way that if you twisted the rake handle, it would turn the trolley so you could control the camera direction and you could push it along. And so the first test footage is of me following my cat as he tries to get away from me. But after testing it at a basketball court, we realized it would work. So we replaced the wheels with pucks, so to just sit down on the ice even lower and slide. Because it was Bunnings hardware, it kind of had a bit of play in it. And then I realized I could get a monopod, turn it upside down and use that as a handle, and mounted it all up. And so in the end, we had like a fluid, controllable head with the camera about 3 inches off of the ground. And our camera trainee, Kira, was a figure skater. So we got her onto the ice in full hockey gear, following them around to get as close as possible with this camera on a furniture removal trolley.
Well, there you go. There are innovative filming techniques as well on offer in Hard as Puck. But as you said, it is all about the characters as well, Isaac. So tell us about the Garden Island Pirates and some of the characters, because weirdly enough, this para ice hockey team started as a figure skating club. Is that right?
Yeah. So Dan Parrott is the founder of the club, and he's a real character, and he's a real character in the movie. And he's just he's a lovely guy, but when he wants something, he will do anything and take any kind of avenue to get it, which can be challenging. But, you know, that grit and determination is kind of what makes a pirate, I guess. So it started as a figure skating club because he thought, well, what's, you know, the best way to get girls? And he was like, what could be better than being a figure skater? One of a very few male figure skaters needing a figure skating partner. And he realized that there wasn't that many female figure skaters. And so he sort of thought, well, if figure skating isn't going to work, what's another angle into sport? He has low-level autism. He always wanted it to be like an inclusive club. Mm. And so he just started kind of Googling and searching around and found para ice hockey. And it was a unique sport to pitch. And he kind of built it up maybe 7 or 8 years ago, started it, and helped kind of start the sport in Australia, connecting with some other new clubs across the country and getting grants. And that kind of is really what kick-started the sport in Australia. So now there is a club in every state with sleds available. And that's not entirely Dan, but Dan was part of that initial wave about 7 or 8 years ago that kicked it off. He's a real go-getter. We capture him trying to step away from the club. He says to us, the worst thing that can happen to a club is that the founder leaves and it all falls apart. And so the journey of the film is trying to, in some ways, find a replacement for him. We find one of them in Belinda. Belinda's such an amazing character because she had no interest in sport until she discovered ice hockey in her early 50s. Mm. And so she went from no sport to full contact, and then 5 years later she was representing Australia. And I think what's amazing about the sport is that the average age is kind of 50s-ish, because it's people discovering sport kind of later in life or finding something that would match the adrenaline that they've kind of always had. Rosalie is probably one of the best female players in the country, and she was a motorbike rider before she was injured in a crash and then needed to find something that really like tickled that same, you know, adrenaline itch and kind of search for greatness that she embodies.
Well, for a first-time documentary maker, you've certainly had the good fortune of finding, yeah, some really compelling, interesting characters, and there's lots of fascination in the internal dynamics of the Garden Island Pirates. But I wanted to ask you as well, Isaac, was covering the first women's para ice hockey world championships in Slovakia part of the plan when you started making the film?
No. So we initially were going to film the men's world championships the year before. And we didn't kind of get there in time. And so we got to the beginning of last year and we were like, we don't know where the film's going to go, but we need to film. So the first thing we filmed was a Bunnings sausage sizzle as they were trying to raise money to have a season. And it wasn't until about 3 months later that word kind of started to spread that maybe they were holding this. Maybe they were going to try and do a women's specific world championships, which they've never done before. Yeah, so that was not on the plans at all. About 3 months into filming, it was a small film about the little club that could. Initially, it was very inspired by a New Zealand documentary called Pecking Order, about a small chicken club, which in retrospect, we could have called it Pucking Order, but I only just thought of that today.
Well, I think you've done well on the puck pun front regardless.
Yeah.
But it is a fascinating portrait, and the fact that you also managed to document these first world championships is just another of the virtues of Hard as Puck. Isaac, having spent a lot of time with the Garden Island Pirates, what does the team mean to the players and the people involved in the club?
Para ice hockey and ice hockey in general is such a niche sport in Australia. Both stand-up and para ice hockey seem to be growing, but they're sort of limited by the number of rinks. Every rink in the country is booked out for 14 to 16 hours a day for everything from public sessions to figure skating to ice hockey training to, what is that, lawn bowls on ice, curling. I think the nicheness of the sport really forces these people to have this community that can't kind of be broken, because if it's broken, they can't just go and join another club. They'd have to stop playing the sport. So the sport kind of really does hold them together. And for people like Belinda and Rosalie, who each kind of have their own reasons for being there, Rosalie's very much like, I want to be the best. And Belinda is like, I want to be as good as I can be, but I love the community of the sport. The club represents potential, and potential for growth, and potential for mastery, and potential for community. And I say potential because small clubs are always on the kind of precipice of collapsing completely. Mm. like most small clubs, it will never be 100% in this comfortable place. It's the potential to blow up and also the potential to collapse, and it's only held together by the people that are inside it and holding it together. And there was a little bit of us searching. It's like, why do you keep pushing yourself when it is so tough, you know, from a personnel point of view, from a fundraising point of view, and from everything else? And a lot of the players play other sports but gravitate back to hockey. And there's just something so special. And I guess it's possibly the violence. Maybe there's something about that. Maybe there's some kind of adrenaline.
Sense of community and violence. Yeah.
Sense of community and violence. Yeah. Yeah. Like there was definitely instances of we're not getting along off the ice, so let's take it out on each other on the ice.
Well, look, clearly there's something compelling about it for all the players, and it's produced a very compelling documentary as well. Isaac, it's been great speaking with you. Congratulations on Hard as Puck. I had no sense, I must say, from watching the documentary that you were a wheelchair user yourself. So I've also got to ask, did you have a go? Have you played yourself?
I have. I'm not very good at it. I ride motorbikes, and I thought, oh, it'd be easy. I ride motorbikes, two wheels. But I don't. You're not holding on with your hands. You've got to just balance with your core. And you know, as a higher level paraplegic, I don't have such good balance.
But you didn't have a sense of a need for either community or violence?
No, I just want to be like a lonely pacifist.
Well, thanks again for joining us on Sunday Extra, and congratulations on Hard as Puck.
No worries. Thanks so much.
That's Isaac Elliott, the director of Hard as Puck, which is still screening at the Melbourne International Film Festival.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.